Father, I thank you that we are in the days of abundance and there is a restoration that is happening, Father, even now, of everything, of all the things and everything that is in the Bible. For you will not let not one stone unturned, and you will not allow us, Father, to miss out on anything you have promised at all. If we only seek you like this and make ourselves available. So, Father, as we are here today, this morning, I want to thank you for a house that is willing and a house that is available. I want to thank you, Father, that you have called this place to be a Gideon in the land, and that you have called this house to be worn like a glove, and you are going to do such great and mighty things out of this house. Not just in this place, but in the nations of the world, for Gideon affected everybody, and still today, his life and his events minister to us. The ministry of Jesus through Gideon has not ended, as the ministry of Jesus through the 12 disciples has not ended. So in the name of Jesus right now, with authority given to me, I bless you for a new impartation of Holy Spirit. I bless you right now for a new infilling, and I bless you for a stirring right now. I call forth an impartation and a deposit for them, everything that you have inside to arise, everything hidden to arise, everything to stir, even in the deepest little places of your being to arise, every bit of Holy Spirit that you have neglected to arise within you. But in the name of Jesus, I speak right now, and I ask, Father, would you give us a willing spirit? Will you give us a willing spirit to be available? We cannot make ourselves available. We need you to give us the willing spirit for this. Give us eyes to see. Father, I ask for an impartation of vision, revelation, sensitivity to arise. Sensitivity to notice the invitations, to notice the little things. Sensitivity to notice in the street the invitation when we walk past it. When it opens up in front of us, that we'll be sensitive to know this is an invitation, a door for a miracle, for a power, to see God moving. That even a church that give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Father, the invitations that you give us. For many of us, just when we become desensitized, we just look the other way. Someone else can do this. Oh, well. You know, they can pray or something, and we just don't care as we should because we disconnect. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we are here, and I know this house is here to answer a need in the kingdom and a need in the land, a need in the world. This church is not just for Christians. It is for the need of the world. And a great need in the world that this church was born and this ministry was born. But it's not just a church, it's a ministry with ministries underneath. So I call forth right now a release of those deep springs that you're going to drink from. The deeper, deeper, deeper springs are the source of life that you are going to carry, are the source of life that you are going to release in the land. And in the name of Jesus, with authority given to me, I ask, Father, and I release an impartation for new portions of the Holy Spirit in this house and everyone who is here today. Father, we are not going to settle, and I know these people are not going to settle for mediocrity. There is no mediocrity here. I know that. And because of that, with confidence, I say, Kingdom of God, come. Dear Holy Spirit, would you come and give them the portion of Elisha? Will you come and give them right now, Father, the portion of the church of the book of Acts? I call forth right now the anointing and the mantle that was released to the church of the book of Acts over this house and over you right now in the name of Jesus. And I call forth that impartation, the same mantle as it was given to the 12 disciples, as also was given to Paul later on, the same mantle in the name of Jesus will arise within you. For Paul said, and I release listened to you, he was so full of God, so in Jesus, so filled, that he said, because of the cross, my interest in the world has died, but the world's interest in me has also died. It came to the point when the world and temptation and sin did not bother him anymore. And I bless you to become the people that the interest of the world in you dies. The world will say, I'm not bothering them anymore. The devil will say, I'm not bothering that house anymore. I'm not bothering Charles and his people anymore. So in the name of Jesus, I just bless you with that infilling and the impartation, the signs and wonders of the book of Acts to be manifest in this place. That mantle, that in him you will live, you will move, and you exist. I bless Gideon to arise right now in this place. The ones for you as a whole and individually to be worn like a glove at work, in the marketplace, in the streets, in the shops, at home, and in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just bless you with that unprecedented power of the supernatural release of the power of the cross and the power of his resurrection. I bless you with the unity and the oneness. The first with God, unity with the Trinity and agreement, then with each other. I bless you in the name of Jesus for oneness in marriages, oneness in families, oneness in the community, in this place. That you will walk and be in that place of that oneness as it was in the church of the book of Acts. I bless you with the prosperity of the church of the book of Acts right now. I release that impartation as the Lord has anointed me to impart from heaven on earth. I release into you the same thing, the signs and wonders of the apostles that came, the unity and the signs and wonders of blessing and prosperity that comes from that you will lack nothing, but you will have so much abundance that the world will come to receive from you, that you will be known by the communities, by even the government as a place where there is no lacking of anything, emotionally, financially. I just bless the young people in this house, for the young people of this house are called to take the kingdom to the nation. There is an amazing international call and anointing over the young people of this house. The older ones too, but the young people are going to be sent out to the four corners of the world and are going to see mighty things and mighty power, for the Lord is releasing an anointing to be ambassadors over the young people of this house from 12 to 30 years of age. You are going to be sent out with a diplomatic anointing from heaven to go forth. There is an increase of the spirit of excellence in that generation. You are going to see it manifesting in great ways. You are going to arise with the excellence of Daniel that will set you aside. Favor will come upon you in an unprecedented manner. The spirit of wisdom is within you. Intellectually, you are going to excel in everything, for it is part of the doors that are going to open up for you. It is not about giving up education or things like that. It will be necessary actually for you to finish and to pursue some of those things in a great way, for God is going to use it to open many doors for you. It is going to be an amazing thing, for the realm of influence is double upon that generation in this house. It is double. There is an amazing, amazing prophetic anointing over the children in this house from 0 to 12 years of age. There is going to be an anointing like Samuel arising, and you're going to start seeing these people, these little ones having dreams and visions that are going to be beyond what you have heard and you have seen. They will speak of supernatural encounters and the angels that come. They will speak of the visitations of the night and where they will be taken, for there is going to be the anointing as God gave to Philip. They will be transported. They will disappear from their beds and they will be taken to other places. They will come back to their beds later with the stories of what God has done as they were away. For the Spirit of God is upon them and they are going to know secrets and they will speak of mysteries. There is an increase of little children in this house. There is going to be a great release coming and many that will come from other places, for there is a revival of little ones that is going to arrive. arise that is going to release supernatural visitations and is going to affect the community and the school system in such a way even the playgrounds are going to see revival. For God is visiting them and imparting into them an anointing. What I saw over your children is similar to what happened in the book Visions Beyond the Veil. Have you read that book? In China, in that revival, AJ Baker, there's an anointing like that in this house for children. But you guys are going to take that to a revival for children around the world and other nations. You will see it in Africa. You will see it in India. You will see it in Asia. For God is giving you India and Asia also as an inheritance to you guys. And you're going to see the increase India and Asia becoming part of the destiny of this house. And you will send many people there. There's revival in that land. And the Lord is going to use you to ignite revival in those countries. The Lord will enlarge more other places, but the Lord is going to open up those doors in a big way for you guys. And I heard the Lord saying he is bringing the men of this house into a greater strength. The men of this house are going to arise to great courage, for there are lions in this place. And the anointing of the lion is in your lives, men. You're going to see that anointing. Every man of this house will arise to be the lion in the land, the defender and protectors. The victory of God that is upon your lives. The Lord says, sons, I am giving you victory over everything. You will arise with victory over every enemy. You will walk with might and power. There is a release. There is an upgrade coming to you. God is coming to lift you into advancement. Men, you are going to arise to be leaders over leaders, be recognized among many, for God is going to release the favor and the blessing as Abraham was recognized by the hand of God and he made him known. God is coming to make you known. He will make you known and he is going to make you will be recognized wherever you are. And the friendship of God will increase upon you and the Enochs are coming out of this place. An anointing like Enoch is in here to release it and to go forward, and this house will launch out the Enochs back into the land that are going to inspire the kingdom. You are going to see a great mantle of teaching in this house. This house has a mantle of teaching that is going to be recognized. The mantle of teaching in this place is going to become a drinking fountain for many people from all over the world that will come. For there will be an international schools and training center in this place, and out of this place, the nations are going to come to receive and to learn from you. For the Lord has called this church to be a catalyst in the kingdom. And as a church, you guys are going to be a catalyst that's going to provoke much and is going to launch many things, birth many new things, transform and release many things. I heard the Lord saying there is joy coming to the women of this house. The women of this house have sown with tears, but you are about to start reaping with gladness. There has been an oppression affecting many of you. There has been an oppression from the enemy. There has been a dark cloud following many of you. There has been a lot of lies that have come. A spirit of discouragement was sent against many of the women of this house. And the Lord is coming now to defend, to protect. He's coming to set things in order for you. God wants you to know that everything is going to work out just fine in the areas that you have been concerned, but the Lord is giving you great rest. There is rest coming for you. You're going to sit in the meadows and you're going to receive from the Lord. You are mighty women. There's an anointing like Deborah in you, and the Lord is going to send you like Deborahs in the land and in the kingdom. You are going to collect harvest. You women are harvesters, and you are going to collect the harvesters, and you will collect harvest like Ruth did. When Ruth went out to collect because there was need, she went out to collect, but then Boaz made it possible for her to get so much more. He facilitated harvest for her to take home. And the Lord is going to use you ladies like Ruth to bring harvest home in a great way for her. The Lord is saying, even now he's moving on your families. Your households are going to come into revival. Your households are going to know the goodness of God. There is restoration. And the Lord says to you women, The Lord says to you, daughters of God, He has given you today the favor and the blessing of Hannah is upon you. You will carry the blessing of Hannah, ladies, and you are going to see like it was with Hannah, impossible things being granted to you. For the Lord says to you, I have released favor to receive the impossible promise, the impossible blessings, the miracles of God are for you. He will not hold back His hand, but He is going to do mighty things. You ladies are intercessors too. You carry a deep anointing of intercession. The watchman's anointing is also very strong upon you, daughters of God in this house. And those more, the ones that God is going to come, there is a mantle of intercession, a watchman's anointing. And the Lord is going to stir more and more the breakthrough for the healing will of this house. For the Lord is going to turn this house into a pool of Bethesda. And I saw the waters of Bethesda stirring in a great, great way. And the Lord says, sons and daughters, I'm going to send you out to carry the water of Bethesda. And you will take it forth and release it in the land. For even some of you will go to hospitals to bring people out of the beds. You will go to mental hospitals to release the captives. You're going to see the cancer disappearing. For the Lord says to you, Charles and Nicole, I'm giving you the authority of the kiss of hell and death. You will use and carry the kiss of hell and death and use them in a great way. The two of you are going to see the oppression, the depressions. You're going to see the miracles as people are released from the prison of hell and death. The Lord is sending the two of you out to release the captives from hell and death. And you're going to start seeing that mighty power. Those keys are yours, and the two of you are going to use them with such power and might. Nicole, the word of God is very strong within you. I saw you speaking and preaching with great might that caused everything to tremble and the ears of many to arise. You wear the suit of a lamb, and the heart of a lamb is in you, dear. But I heard the Lord saying, I'm raising the lioness, and the lion is going to roar. It will surprise many people, for there's a healing anointing that will come through you that is going to shake and surprise many, many people, and deliverance will flow through you. So there's two of you in pulpits together, and the anointing was, the mantle was flowing so strong, as the two of you are going to be raised to pulpits, to platforms together all over the world. There's going to be an increase coming for the two of you that's going to cause a mighty river, a mighty ocean. You guys carry the real thing. The river that flows from the throne of God is genuinely within you. And the Lord is bringing it forth. For I heard the Lord saying, and I don't say this lightly, you have been weighed and not found lacking. Because of that, God is adding to the two of you the portions that have been withheld from many others in the land. But the Lord is increasing for you, dear. The Lord is saying for you,